Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Oh my God, I feel so. First of all, I showed up and I look like a walking ad for depression. We're like artists now.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think my drawings are a walking ad for depression.
Yeah.
When I surmise my work for the week, I'm like, oh, if anyone finds these, I'm definitely going to be pinned as a serial killer.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We're like brooding artists now.
Yeah.
Did you guys do your drawings?
I totally did my drawings.
I did some drawings.
Yes. Fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew Stephen really... Mister. Like, guys, are we actually gonna do something?
No, I had a really hard time with this one. You know what?
It
you know
takes what? 2 minutes.
I know. And my drawings do not reflect the amount of effort that. Oh, it's so bad.
Oh,
you know when
God.
You do something and it's like you're so bad at it, it's just embarrassing. Where it's like this is like a child would be. Way better at this than I am.
Mine
like,
that's are how I also feel. Terrible, Stephen.
I know, but then I'm like, is something wrong
mine
with me?
Mine are really good.
Like, is something actually wrong with
they
my
are.
Brain?
Shut up, bitch.
Like are, I don't know. I'm looking at my drawings. I'm having serious self-analysis. And you know what the other thing that fucked with me? I have a really hard time staring at myself in the mirror. Is that fucked up?
No, like, everybody's like that, I think. I'm like that.
If I ever just want to get real low, it was worse than when I meditated on the wrong thing.
That when you meditated on death and destruction,
everything sucks.
Yeah,
we're all
that
gonna die.
I tried to meditate on death.
I'm a sack of rotting flesh.
I had a rough week, you guys. Not gonna lie.
Why? What's going on?
Oh,
I got to tell you, Megan, and we're gonna. This is on the Instagram. The one I do see, Steven's got his glasses drawn in real thick, like a Batman mask, and underneath it says "Relax."
Well, because I was trying.
Oh God, is "Relax" in all capitals and thickly
yes.
written?
Yeah. Let me just show
it's
Megan.
Fucking no, called it.
No, let me just was, show Megan so she can see.
One.
And look at the.
Oh, God. Yeah. I want everyone to know. I just guessed that. I did not.
I know. I look, it's on the Instagram.
It's bad.
I it's not bad. Like, why? What's going like, on? Oh. I got to tell you, can I be, I'm going to full disclosure.
Oh,
while I was on my way over here, I was texting with Alana. See, we're really friends with these people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to some art thing with her tonight. I'm trying to like be social. We're going to watch. It's not tonight. Tomorrow night. Sorry. 8 o'clock.
Stop lying.
Not that God. It's all a lie. Her name's not. It's not Alana. Yeah. I'm going.
She also doesn't exist. That was a character
right.
Wendy did.
I lied. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to just hold my cat very close to my body and make him look at drawings that I did of myself. Is that count as going to an art
as
show?
As he's scratching your face, trying desperately to get away from
me. No, we're going to something. But I was texting Alana. Was like, oh, I had so much fun, and I was like, you're great. And she goes, I said, oh, we're on our way to record the episode right now. About the, she goes, oh, I can't wait to hear how you guys did. That'll be so awesome. She goes, hopefully it helps Steven. He seems really down on himself.
Jeez, you think? I know. You know what? Everyone being concerned is not helping. I'm like, gee, I'm just talking. And
well, then fake it better, Steven. If you
I
don't
know,
want people to be
I'm getting,
concerned,
I feel like I'm
then
getting
fucking
worse.
Look
I feel
at
like
me and
the
Wendy.
Faking it is going worse.
We're on the edge literally all the time.
Yeah.
But we're like, everything's fine.
Everything's great. I have to try to find a place. And the place I was going to go, I just found out it doesn't take cats. So I'm going to have to lie to that person. sneak my cat in. My apartment is falling apart. I have like a rotting sink. I'm on my hands and knees crying, cleaning up water that's constantly leaking from all over my building. And I can somehow show up and try to, and I still drew pictures of myself in between mopping up and being like, where am I going to live? Where am I going to live? Where am I going to live? I have no money. Where am I going to live? It's very exciting.
Yeah,
so get
Steven,
it together.
So what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I'm great.
You don't like looking at your face?
No, and then I did.
What?
Was it because it's the holidays?
And the other things. There's a bad, I aged.
What?
In the past month, I have aged.
Oh, yeah, you had a birthday.
Yes, in the past 6 months or so, I've
happy
had
42nd
birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You're 42.
But I really, that really just added on to everything. I'm like staring at myself.
It's cool. You're closer to death. The sooner we get done with this shit, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, every day do I pray for it.
Oh, sweet release.
Oh, man, this is a fun episode. Every episode.
I'm already on board. Well, we're fucking brooding artists, dude.
I know. We just sit.
I was already a brooding artist. And you know what? Now I'm just a brooding artist and realizes he's a terrible.
You were just brooding. You were just brooding.
I was a brooding filmmaker. Now I am a horrible, sketch artist?
Yes.
I'm not even worthy of being one of those chumps at, like, the amusement park that made, like, paints the bad caricatures of.
How are they chumps?
Not those chumps. Sorry.
You don't do that, Stephen. That's hard. Doing a caricature? Job.
Yeah.
How dare. I apologize. We have a large caricature artist fan base, and I want to apologize to each every one of them right now.
Apologize.
Yeah, they're
to
not
the
chumps.
Caricature artist.
It's very difficult.
You're right. Very hard.
Yeah.
Respect
it's
to the
tough. The nose is the hardest thing. I had a hard time drawing the nose.
Oh, my noses are a number one.
Yeah.
They are not. You see this? Yeah. You see this puppy on my face? Very hard to draw.
Yeah.
Real tough.
It's weird because it always looks like pig noses.
Well, I've got this like lip under, like my nose goes like nose and nostrils.
Megan, everybody,
and I've got, like an under nose.
Everybody has
I have an under nose.
No.
Oh, I thought you were like, you guys, I don't know if you know that I have lips. I have a lip under my nose.
Oh, I thought you were going to I have a nose on my face.
Yeah, I have a nose.
I know
on
a lot
my
of
face.
People don't have that problem.
Yeah, but it's hard for me as a unique artist. I found it very difficult. And then under my nose, I had to draw lips. It was a real fucking nightmare.
Lips
no, I
are
that,
a real
like,
nightmare.
Under nose thing. Like I could never get like my what's it called?
Your septum.
When you get that piercing, yeah, septum piercing, because it's very protruding.
Yeah,
like I it's felt not like put like when I was younger, I wanted to get a nose job, but I just wanted to get this like pushed up.
Is that a thing you can do?
No, you. A I started this push? Miss Piggy thing this. Is weird. Your obsession with this pig nose because that would give you
what
a pig
I wanted
nose.
To do, what I've always wanted to do is get this pushed up and then pushed back and then a pig nose on my face.
All of
and then ears put on top
of
my head
with the Miss Piggy nose. She's just taking them to the doctor. Like, so can we do something? I'm thinking something like this.
Yeah, people make themselves like look like Justin Bieber. Why can't I make myself look like
Miss
Piggy?
Yeah, people are making
Guys,
themselves look like
Guys, you could
like
totally
anything.
Do it.
That's why sketching's so important, so you can describe your cosmetic surgery.
I used to do that when I was a kid. I would take on a piece of paper, I drew, my hair was long, and I would draw what I wanted, a haircut, and give it to my mom. And she would cut my hair in the backyard. While I played with my fleshlight Barbie.
See, I'm all about...
this is just more, these are just tips on how to be poor.
Okay. My beautiful angel with an asshole mouth is very good.
That is a, now what the fuck is that toy?
Why did my mom save that?
What is that thing?
That
wait,
was,
can we describe who this is just in case everyone's not totally
okay, so
up
it's,
on your
so
Instagram.
It's on the Instagram. We just retweeted it. It's on Megan's and we put it through the Jammers podcast.
Yeah.
Instagram.
So it is, we're chock full of holidays right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, we're in it. We're up in it. We're up in its guts. So I went up to my mom's to like go through the Christmas boxes, which we have far too many of because she's saved everything. There's like, I am an only child. There are like 12 my first Christmas ornaments. I swear to God.
Yeah.
So we were going through stuff and I found this thing. I'm like, she has like little trees I made or like little ornaments I decorated out of like egg cartons when I was in like preschool. And she has this very terrifying, I want to say it's supposed to be an angel tree topper. I am not sure. But it's made out of like pantyhose stuffed with something. And its mouth looks like an asshole. And it is terrifying. And she's saved that.
It yeah. is terrifying.
It's so creepy.
It's upsetting. It is upsetting.
It looks like it was like mouth raped to the point that it bled.
No, it looks like it has an asshole That's for a mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. An asshole that was... forcibly entered by some
it's
kind of an object
something atrocious.
And then something happened and some stuff came out
because there's like a reddish brown tint to it. I mean, I recognize that from the
and
inside
it's
of
a
couple
mess
pair
around
of my panties
too. Like it's just a big mess around there. Like it's not just like a little asshole mouth like boop, like it's there's a lot of brown
what
all
was
around
the origin
I don't know
story? If, did you make that toy?
It wasn't okay. First of all, it wasn't a toy. It was like a project in like a class, like a Christmas.
I mean, it wasn't a purchased thing.
It
was something that came out of your brain, correct?
Oh no, I made it, but I imagine that was like a okay. I don't think I was the only kid that like Well, what I brought for arts and crafts today was part of a stocking, part of my mom's stockings, and then some weird paper bag.
No, it was like, probably something that every kid in class did.
Yeah, like we all made like a weird angel
of death
nightmare factory.
That's supposed to be an angel?
Yes, it's supposed. It has wings on the back. Oh, I didn't pick it. It's got hair. Like it's got like a thing. Like a what's this called? What's the God thing? The Jesus guy?
A halo.
Yes,
halo. Thank you.
No problem. Got my religious encounter.
Thank God.
Yeah, like a little halo thing on top. I mean, this is like 25 years old easily. Why she has it, I don't know.
Dude, that was
it. And it's just a white paper bag. Its body is a white paper bag.
You know what it
bag.
Looks like to me? It looks like you remember the movie Human Centipede? That rom-com?
That fine feature film.
Yeah, that sweet rom-com.
Yeah, that holiday rom-com.
That laugh a minute.
Yeah. It looks like they like when they unsewed the mouth from the asshole, what the mouth would look like.
Yeah.
That's what that looks like.
It's like a human centipede unsewed angel.
My friend said this when I posted that picture of it, the show Preacher, the comic book / made into TV show Preacher.
Yeah.
There's a character called Arseface, and like the whole thing is he tried to kill himself by shooting himself. And then it's an asshole. His mouth is an asshole. Like his face is fucked up in his mouth. And she was like, that is what that looks like 100%.
Now, do you remember sleeping with that doll or like, or you just made it?
Okay. Back to, this was not a doll. This was like a Christmas ornament situation.
So this was something like that you made and then just immediately erased from your memory.
Yeah. This
it's
wasn't
like, this
like,
was a horrible thing.
This was like. Yeah, your this mom was the same like, box I'm going to treasure this. Egg crate Christmas ornaments.
You like, dragged her around like, in a wagon and made her drink tea.
No. This was like a thing I made in class that never thought of again. But my mom was like, "She's beautiful," and saved for some nightmarish reason.
Oh. I love that we're all so miserable and we're like, "My mother saved all my artwork and was unconditionally supportive."
Yeah. And look where it got me, Mom. Look where it got me.
Doing a podcast.
I'm thinking a lot about that.
About drawing pictures of ourselves.
Wait, can I show you what my mother got me for my fucking birthday?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I like how mad you are about your birthday.
I hope it says
age. Can I show you my two gifts that really kind of put me over the edge?
Yes.
Oh, God, here we go.
I hope it's a walker and glucosamine pills.
I hope it's like workout clothes.
God, what could it be?
It's going to be something that makes
AARP
us very sad.
Card. Oh, this is really funny. It's a refrigerator magnet with a burr.
Over the hill.
And it says, I couldn't afford a therapist, so I decided, hey, why not start a podcast?
Well,
that's great.
It ain't wrong, Steven.
So your mom's
wrong.
A listener. Hey.
Yeah.
Very aware.
Mrs. Penta, what's up?
Christina gave me something that really... really threw me for a loop.
It's a card. You open it up. It says, get out.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was what a key to a new apartment.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say it was a one-year lease to a different apartment.
We're being stupid and
we're
teasing
being
you.
What did she get you?
We'll take a pause. I do. We got to go get it. We got to show it.
Play some like old timey music so Steven will feel in honor
some
of
sad,
the year he was
like,
born, some 20s.
Yeah. And it'll be you and me doing the Charleston.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So here's the thing. I know I wear like fucked up old metal band t-shirts, right? I get this about myself.
You're real hardcore.
Yeah, I'm a real, you know, whatever. But it's very specific. It's like certain things work, certain things don't. I'm not wearing a brand new Metallica shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh God, Wendy, how mad am I going to be at what he shows us?
This
right
is what Christina got know. Me. I don't know
it's
where
Charles
she
Manson.
Got this.
Yes.
It's,
I can't, Steven, you know, okay. I'm not behind you, right?
It's
I'm in
serial.
Front of you.
You got it. Nailed
Christina
it.
Christina got me a serial killer shirt, but it's not just the normal serial killers. It's like Manson
I don't know. That looks pretty
Gacy
normal to me.
And, but
yeah, that's all the famous ones.
But
and yeah, the Unabomber.
But it's got the Unabomber and the Columbine killers.
And they were both justified. I don't count that as serial.
What's your point? Are you mad that your girlfriend went to Hot Topic to buy you a birthday present? I don't know what the problem is.
My point is that this is what my girlfriend thinks of me. That she's like, that she saw this serial killer shirt in a store. And she's like, he'll love this for his birthday.
Well, that's because she saw all those drawings you were having. She's
yeah,
like,
exactly,
I guess
yeah.
I
she
love
was like,
serial
well,
killers.
He'll, Steven, if you keep working hard, one day you'll be on this shirt too. That she was being supportive.
That's, yeah. What I'm
That's your vision, T.
She was being supportive.
You guys are just making all my fears become reality.
That is pretty fucking hilarious.
It's like manifest destiny, but the opposite of what I wanted to happen.
Yeah, see?
Charles Manson wanted to be a musician too. Things changed. Yeah. So we all know his name. Steven, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Columbine shooter just wanted to play video games.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true. No, hard stop on that one. No.
I thought that's how he got the idea.
No.
Was it Slender Man?
No, Slender Man wasn't.
What year do you think Columbine happened? Hold on, full stop.
Are you playing Mad Libs with serial killer?
I am.
Right now?
Oh, also, the Columbine, that was a massacre. That wasn't a serial killer.
That was the first of many.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not serial. Serial killers, like, plan.
Serial killers are thought out.
They're doing it over. Right. They're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez, you know.
Right. They're taking time to, I mean, that's the word serial. It's a serialized set of killings. It's much like this podcast, like where people think, oh, they were just getting to doing a podcast.
It's much like this podcast. It ruins families' lives.
Yes. Little bits at a time, here and there. You don't know where it's coming at. And the reason that we get people in is because we seem so charming. And they're like, they're both wearing sweatpants.
Yeah. When realistic, why do you think we're wearing sweatpants? We can throw them away.
They're covering your blood. Charms, really.
Steven's got the van. He's always got a van. Yeah, you drive a van, and I know you get it from your family, but also it is a van.
It's a van.
It's not a van.
No.
It's not a van. It's not a van.
Driving around in a van just with pictures of yourself and then relax. Etched in, like, what is that? Is that blood charcoal? No, I just found the bones of a vagrant and I burn them until it gets black and I use that to draw.
I don't think I have the fortitude to murder.
No, you don't.
I really know. I don't think murder.
You apparently don't have the fortitude to draw a picture every day for a week. I don't think you can murder.
I'm not even good at getting into a fight. Like, I can't. I'm not going to fight.
Unless it's with yourself. Aw, yeah. Stephen.
Real upper episode.
I know. Well, this is, what are you going to do? This shit happens. I know. And we're all bummed out. I drew really fun pictures.
Wendy's, I'm not bummed out.
I just decorated my entire house. It's very Christmassy in here. I know. I'm feeling fucking great. You nerds back in New York with your like, I'm sad. I'm a New Yorker. It is sunny and it is Christmassy in here. I have fake snow on the windows.
Once again, I have LA numerous fakes Christmas it better trees. Than everywhere else.
Oh, it's great.
Everything's fine.
I hear paper. How was your drawing, Megan? What'd you do?
Well, like most things in life, I learned I get worse at stuff the more I work at it.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to show you guys. I think day two, I did the best.
My second pass, I think, was the strongest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
I think that's the best I did.
Why did you go as far as looking like me? Can I ask, why did you go with tiny pupils?
That one looks like a gargoyle. That I really
debated.
I don't know. Because I did a lot of meth and had a lot of big pupils my whole life. So I'm focusing on the small. I'm focusing on the positive where my pupils aren't dry. This was my Thanksgiving.
Cute.
That's a little bit more.
I wrote fat next to it.
Oh.
Oh, you guys are writing caps.
I look like the magnet man?
Yeah.
There's the little magnet. It's the blank face, like the round faced, and then there's the little magnet pieces and you use the pen and you make eyebrows.
That's what
my Thanksgiving portrait looks like.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
The magnet man.
You became more of a Muppet on the second day.
So I was progressing.
I know. You slowly are just turning into your dream.
I really went on a limb and I gave myself eyelashes.
Oh.
Well, that's like a cross-eyed. What the fuck? That is scary.
Nose is a rough at nose.
I like that.
You have a real Picasso nose
happening on that one.
Well, that's what I was saying, because I've got my weird thing.
Well, but you were trying to go a little bit from the side too. Like you were going for a different angle there.
Yeah. And my hair was up. So I put my hair up. I'm very proud of that one. And then, this one, I felt fat and I tried to give myself numerous chins, but it just looks but it just looks like I have a weird chin beard.
You look like a judge in colonial America.
Yeah. What did you write?
That's also
that?
What I was going. Well, that's what I was dressed as that day. So that's funny. You say that's
in Thanksgiving. So we forgot Megan's super in the holidays. So for the whole week of Thanksgiving, she dresses.
I actually went back in time.
Yeah. She dresses like a pilgrim. It was a weird. So were you staring in the mirror or were you looking at pictures of yourself or what were you doing?
No, I just looked in the mirror.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Wait, were you looking at pictures of yourself?
I did one. I did a picture. I did one looking in a mirror. And because I don't have like an actual stand up mirror.
Wendy's are very elaborate. She really.
Yeah. The whole... I tried to get the.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I tried to just get like.
Wendy right now is that person that like gets up at karaoke and it's like, oh, me. And then she's like, I'm looking over her shoulder at these and she's kind of crushing. You're low.
Yeah, I'm kind of good. I was good at this, but I might be good at it.
I want to punch you in the face. I don't know.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
They're medium
it's
good.
It's definitely in a different league than you and I, Megan.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, so this is one here. Now this was, this is my second one. So this, I propped my makeup mirror on my bed. So I was looking at my reflection through a round mirror.
That's good. It's very terrifying, but it's good.
Yeah. Oh, my pupils were fully dilated.
Yeah, it's a very intense.
Well, it was just like, it's interesting. And that's what I was trying to do is like, the fun thing that I found about drawing is instead of journaling, mm-hmm. it's like a lot of times to write and you write and you journal ideas and that. And instead of when I had an emotional feeling, instead of writing, I was like, let me draw with this. So I would like look at my face and like, how's my face look at this moment? Kind of what Alana was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I was just trying to capture whatever I was feeling and put it. It was kind of, and then I did one where it was a picture. Cause I was like, let me see if I can just draw a picture, like get close to a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting. And the looking in the mirror thing and I don't like to sit and stare in the mirror, but this with a drawing purpose, I liked it because it helped. And this is going to sound like real, but when am I not on the border of talking about how we're in a simulation? Like, when am I not on the verge of going like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Like, it's all,
none of it's real.
None of it's real. And it's all happened before. And like, fuck. And, you know, I mean, that's the only way I can really survive at this point in my life. And then I watched a Jim Carrey documentary and I fucking,
oh, yeah.
That was great. But it was like, but to look at that way, it was like, it was just this really interesting thing where I was like, okay, so this is not, I don't need to be so fucking emotionally attached to like, oh, I'm ugly and I should never leave the house. I'm a piece of shit. It's like, no, that's just a face. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to kind of like separate my physical body from the emotional stuff, which was actually helpful all week as far as like being able to get stuff done without getting a lot of rest and being able to go to the gym. And like, I found that I was eating healthier and hydrating more and taking better care of myself when I started doing the drawings, which I thought was strange.
That is much better than what I
did. Because you had to look at yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because you look at your face and you're like, okay. And so then it's like, if I'm gonna draw this ugly mug tomorrow, I'm at least going to hydrate it. Yeah, no shit.
Hmm. So I feel like I didn't get past the basic analysis. I was much more like where Megan was at, where I'm like, how do I do a nose? Noses are weird. This is weird.
Yeah, the nose thing was hard. Well, yeah. And then
you're just like, I hate my face.
Okay, so it did not work for you.
No, it didn't.
We all still love ourselves the same.
Steven? What can we do that will help you?
That's what I'm trying to... Isn't that the million-dollar question? That's like the ultimate existential crisis. Like what?
More fake Christmas trees can I put in my apartment that will make you better?
How many fake Christmas trees do you have up?
4, 5, 6, 6, and one real one.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
How many fake Santas do I have?
Oh my God.
Are all your Santas, are they human Santas?
I'm going to guess 11.
No, they're like cool.
11.
They're
cool.
They're chill Santas. They're fucking chill as fuck Santas.
11 fake Santas. And how many real ones? Remember, we have young listeners. 11 fake Santas.
I have one real Santa.
And he's coming on Christmas Eve.
And he's inside of me right now.
Which is why I only spent 2 minutes on each drawing because I was so busy coming.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, not in like a weird Steven serial killer way where like I ate Santa.
Right.
Like he's inside of me sexually right now.
Right. In like a fun, I'm getting
fingered. Which is the precursor to any good serial killing.
What, fucking?
Yeah.
No. A good serial killer fucks after the murder. That's what I always say. That's what my grandmother always told me.
I don't have the fortitude for that. I don't even have the fortitude for this conversation.
What? No, say, okay.
Who has the t-shirt?
If you were,
saying, whose girlfriend went to Hot Topic and got them a t-shirt?
Yeah, that is fucking wacky that you got that shirt.
That's fucked up. Who wears that
it's
shirt?
It's hilarious.
Put on that shirt before you actively go kill people.
No, that's too hacky.
No, you put on that shirt when you're 14 and you're like, I'm different.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got this in Los Angeles, mom.
Yeah, exactly. Did you say the Los Angeles?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. I was just making showing
my age.
Yeah, I got when there were only
the
five
marijuana
cities
in the Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the body and put it in the van and then dump it in the river,
and then I'll take the bus back home.
Then I gotta work on the drawing.
And then I'll mow the lawn, Dad.
So you wanna see? So should we look at the rest of my drawings?
Yeah, let's do it. I swear to God.
I'll save yours for last because they're,
No, we don't. We'll post these on the Instagram because I mostly want to talk. I want to get into the serial killer thing.
I think we need to.
Oh my God.
I want to get into the serial killer thing.
Megan Rice.
We're about to.
Megan Rice. First of all.
I don't. When
first of all, let me tell you this.
Very upsetting.
First of all, let me tell you this. This is some bullshit school project thing. So we were supposed to do like a drawing a day, right?
I did not pull that off.
So what there were four pieces of paper. So I was like, oh, there are four drawings. It was a trick out, fake out move. It was a cup of pens. If I've ever seen a cup of pens.
Oh, it was a cup of pens.
No. There are three papers with drawings on it, and the bottom one has nothing on it. No, but it just made it look like, ooh, four pieces of paper.
I have three drawings, and then my fourth is a digital work.
Oh, eat my dick.
Yeah,
digital work?
Look, I want to be able to draw.
You're going into mixed mediums now?
Yep.
Fuck off.
Because you know what the thing is?
It's just a picture from his phone.
No, here's
digital work? Yeah, we said self-portrait. Right. It was a selfie in portrait mode. I put it in the portrait mode.
We have one of the fancy iPads with the pen, and I've been wanting
to get it.
Out.
You're rich.
You're rich.
I've been wanting to have the manual dexterity to be able to draw graphics like bad handwriting, like fucking Fear and Loathing style intro, you know?
Yeah, that's so weird that your girlfriend got you a serial killer shirt. Keep going.
I know, I can't figure it out.
No, Hunter S. Thompson, totally different than serial killers. Totally
different.
I'm taking this shirt though, because it's a pretty sweet shirt.
Nobody understands me. Everything's going wrong.
This sounds like a person who owns that serial killer shirt. Everything you just said is what a teenage
boy
who
wants that serial killer
shirt for Christmas.
The difference between a mayhem shirt and a serial killer shirt. You guys are fucking ridiculous.
All right. So,
My God, how old are you? Are you 15 or 45? Because
both.
I cannot figure it out.
Simultaneously, I am both 55
Jesus.
Years old, ready to die, and also an adolescent angry boy, which is reflected in this first drawing, which is just so bad. All right, here we go. That's my...
I like it.
This is me.
It looks like Marilyn Manson.
It does look like Marilyn Manson.
I was
going to
say, it looks like you should be in Devo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it was? I hadn't figured out curls in the hair, so it's just very liney, like tense.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, like that, I would put that on.
Wendy, don't get crazy.
I would wear that on a shirt.
No, disagree. Hard no.
No, it's like a patch?
This.
Yeah, no, that's a
like
terrible...
for a hole, like when you're desperate to find
that's like
a way
patch
to cover
on a jean
hole.
Jacket, and I put a swastika, not a swastika, sorry.
Whoa, oh, Jesus. This just took
See, this
a
is what
turn.
I'm afraid of. Making people misunderstand.
I know. I was trying to picture what that pentagram. That's what I meant to say.
Pentagrams of swastikas.
Swastika is what
different.
I have tattooed on
Are
me.
Is this what
I'm getting it
so
changed?
Confused?
I'm getting it changed to a pentagram because we did the no Nazi episode and we keep bringing it up. And so I have to get it changed. Sorry, guys.
Wendy does have very German cheekbones, which we've talked about before.
I know.
And by German, I mean her cheekbones are swastikas. It's right. Really.
Call her
it's
swastika
a weird bone
face.
Structure.
Okay.
So the second one is very, I don't know. I think the second one is my best. That's my best best effort.
Okay, calm it down, Mr. like long faced. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What thoughts?
There's this thing that they just came out, and it's something in the UK, and it's a suicide machine. And it's like this egg, and you go inside and it starves you of oxygen. And that's the shape of your head looks like the suicide machine.
I thought you were I was like, wait, by the UK, do you mean Futurama? It's like suicide machine.
No, it's real. It's a real thing that this guy, speaking of suicide machine, the Jam-a-Lambs ain't going to buy themselves. We got to save up for this.
We gotta get out of this somehow.
See, you and get the a only serial option killer
is to save
shirt.
Up for a suicide machine.
I'll be shocked if a suicide machine doesn't show up under my Christmas tree.
We need to save up for the suicide machine.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it'd be about the size of a Christmas tree.
Yep. See?
Really sums up the American healthcare system.
But that's the shape of, well, they're doing it in Europe.
Need to start a GoFundMe to buy my suicide machine.
I think that's a fucking great idea. Are you getting the...
I was just getting the vapors from this conversation.
Calm me down.
In honor of Steven's birthday, in the year he was born, I'm getting the vapors.
Yeah. 1834.
And like in the corner, he wrote, ugh.
I did.
God.
And this next one.
All right.
My God, Megan, the caption.
It's stupid pancake head.
The caption is stupid pancake head.
It's stupid pancake. Because I just looked at it and I was like, that is a stupid pancake shaped head.
See, this is what's annoying. And I'm going to say this right now. All of Steven's shit with his dumb fucking I hate myself captions, this would be in like a shitty art gallery. Where it'd be like, where you'd go and everyone would be like, man, this is so deep.
You know what it reminded me of?
We all have a stupid pancake head sometimes. Yeah. Like some bullshit like that.
Yeah. It really reminded me of,
some days you feel like it takes all your power just to pour some metaphorical syrup on your face. I really understand this guy.
And I'm then like this, really... this one over here, you know, some mornings you wake up and you do just go, ugh.
Yeah, I feel like this would be up and nobody would like say anything. That this would be people just walking around like holding and just snapping, just doing snaps at the pictures. I fucking hate when people snap.
I do too, because I cannot. So I think snapping's stupid.
Really?
Fuck you, Steven. Congrats, you did one thing.
I did one that got
See,
got
you
something.
Can snap. You, the look this on it. Did you see how excited?
Yeah, how excited he was?
Yeah, see, you can Jesus. Snap. A lot of people can't snap. I fucking cannot deal with that bullshit. People snap at comedy shows. It's that beat poet thing. Do people do that at shows?
I thought they just do that at poetry reading.
They do.
No.
In Brooklyn, there'll be like some
Eat
like alt
my
shows.
Dick.
No, I've had shows
Shut
like
up. I've never I've done a show where shows. People if somebody snapped, I would lose my goddamn mind.
Okay,
if
I've
it's
seen
like
that.
An all political comedy lineup, like that kind of
No,
even
I've had
that
it where,
puke on your face.
You'll do
it.
Some show and it's like it's in someone's basement and you go in and it's like okay, and it's like called like okay, like the alternative. They're not even alt comedy, but they specifically go like, don't do your set. And she's like, okay, and so you go in and like or if you do your set and you do a joke and then like the people will laugh and it's a punchline and then you'll have some people and they like shake their head and they snap at you. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Or they go, I've had people snap and I've had people go points like that. Like they,
no.
I swear to God, I've had people do that at shows at these alt rooms. Some of these places in Brooklyn, I'm like, you're allowed to laugh.
My
though.
Entire body just seized up.
Like there's this weird epidemic of like, and I get if that's what you want to do, but it's this, I don't get how it's like,
oh
it's
no, I will
cool
please
to
do
like,
not go to a comedy show. If you're going to think something's very funny, but then just snap, like, please just stay home.
Yeah. I like but people who've been beat down by life and just are like excited to like, you know, I'm just going to try to have a good time. And if something goes wrong and something gets fucked up, fix it. But like, try to enjoy life. But when people really stick to like, no, normal
to
people
I'm
laugh.
Cool guy.
Where
I'm Mr. I'm Mr. The, cool, cool man.
It's just the desperation of trying to come up with a unique reaction to something, you know, like you're too good for laughter.
It's so weird. Like, and I get, but it also, it's just like, God, get a fucking life.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just is a very strange thing to me that people are just like so hard up. Like they're so obsessed with being different and unique and interesting. And it's like, you already are different because you are you no matter what.
Right.
So well, you can.
It's just like, I'm so cool. I'm so cool. I'm not going to laugh at this. I'm going to
snap.
But also, isn't that
I couldn't even say it.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about being a comic is that there's no way, if you think something is really funny, there's no way to not laugh. Like even the snidest, most pretentious, like I think I'm a pretty hard laugh. I've been told that I'm a hard laugh.
Really?
I mean, for Christina, like specifically.
Well, but that's different because you're like, it's someone you're around all the time.
Right.
Exactly. So like when you're around, like, I mean, you know, my cat, he laughs at me so much during the day.
Sebastian is a hard laugh. Now right. That, he's just always purring and baking biscuits, like a real hard ass. It's just, to get a snicker out of that. Man.
I know. Now, Megan came over. He was laughing at everything she said. He hears me. I wake up in Rift City, baby. I'm drinking coffee.
Oh, my God. Please. Okay. Remember earlier I said, please leave Steven's apartment because he's going to murder you. Now I'm just saying, please leave because I cannot stand you anymore.
Yeah.
Because you said Rift City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking I wake up in Rift City. I wake up new logo for Jammer.
I wake up in Rift City, baby.
Oh, I will pass on that.
And I'm drinking coffee and I'm throwing out puns. And Sebastian, at first, he was really, he laughs a lot and he liked it. And then after a while, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, they're used to it. So he doesn't get like,
relationships are hard. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I had to stop bringing him to shows because I'm like, you know, Sebastian, if you're going to sit in the front row and just lick your asshole the whole, you know, that looks bad on me. So, no, I get
it. This prickly little cat dick.
Yeah. So it, but that's, you know, that can be tough to get your partner to laugh at you.
Yeah. That's rough.
I don't know. You guys must be in real shitty relationships because me and Preston are doing fine over here.
You guys just laugh all the time.
Laughs a minute over here.
Must be all the Santa Clauses.
It is. Well, yeah. It's.
How many do you have? How many fake Santa Clauses?
Oh, yeah. We never went. Okay. I've got two.
I guessed 11.
No. There's only 6.
Hey, one for each tree. You wonder how many fake presents there you're going to get under each fake tree.
Oh, none. We can't afford those anymore. Oh. We can't even afford a fake present.
You spent all your money on fake Santas. You're like, fucking goddamn it.
I have so many fake Santas. That's all the money goes into the decoration.
Okay. Oh, so Steven did
digital work.
Yeah.
Now you did. Jesus.
I'll show it to Wendy first.
And now I'm offended because that it looks like a hairy knuckled fat hand. And we already had this conversation. And
hands are hard. Hands are rough. So
wait,
did
you dress draw your hand?
So I tried to draw.
It's a hand turkey
logo. Can you see it at all?
Stop moving it. I can kind of see it. Not really. Show me.
I think it looks cool.
So I can't. It's because it's too lighty.
Wait,
is that a technical term?
Yeah, you're such an artist. Would you stop using all these art terms, Megan?
It's too lighty.
Oh, there we go. That's a little better.
Oh, there. Now I can see it.
Look at that fat little hand.
So I tried to draw.
I haven't eaten meat in a minute, but I do want a sausage now for some reason. I can't figure out why.
And it's like furry.
It's not a great hand, I admit. But I was trying to draw something. I wanted to draw something else, so I was trying to draw the Jammers.
It's like a dog's dick, the lipstick thing with like furry balls.
It is like a dog's dick. That
was something that actually crossed my head. We know this podcast. We're always back to domesticated animals as genitals.
Just animal dick. Any animal dick, really.
No, Sebastian's doesn't look like that.
So that was my last.
No, it's full of spikes.
Right.
Attempt.
Full of terrifying spikes.
Well, that looks cool.
Yeah. Hands. No bueno on the hands.
I mean, hey, there are no noses.
Hands and noses.
Let's get back
ears.
To the real devil
did you,
of
did
art.
Did you have ears or did you just put your hair over your ears?
I just did like loop-do
ears.
Yeah. Gotcha. I use technical terms for everything.
I know.
Lighty-uppies, loop-do.
Megan's a ringer for this art episode. This is too lighty-uppy. I can barely see the loop-de-loo ears. Gee, sorry. Oh, I didn't realize.
Hey, you want to go back to the workout episode? Up-downs, leg butts? Come on. I got a word for everything.
You intern at the Guggenheim. Excuse me. Excuse us.
I know all the hip terms for everything.
So here's the thing. Here's what we got to figure out. Now, we're going to make a hard left. So now part of the reason that I want to, like, and obviously, Sarah, thank you for writing out and doing all the drawing stuff. We've been talking, and like, this is something that I hate to bring up on the actual pod because it's gross to talk about. But we've had private conversations where we go like, we love our listener base and you guys are awesome and thank you for listening. We love you. But trying to get more people to listen to the podcast. And so,
well, these babies aren't having babies fast enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we need our 17-year-old listeners to be having children that will listen.
Right. And yeah. So
it's just not happening.
So we've been trying to brainstorm, and Steven is he's very like hip to like trends and hashtags and marketing ideas. And so we've got, if we feel like we're wasting Steven's talent, we're wasting your talent by not coming up with some idea. The videos you do for Jammers are great. And so we were shooting around some ideas, and we are going to see if this works. We've been doing research.
I think it's gonna. Me and Wendy have literally all morning.
This is catching me by surprise. So we two have been doing market research.
So we've been doing market research, and like, what are
is that just talking to each other on the phone?
Yeah, I've been doing market research, scrolling through Instagram while I try to squeeze out a shit.
While talking to each other on the phone.
Talking on the phone while we're looking for groceries. Market research.
Yeah.
And it seems like with the podcast that get popular and the videos that go viral and things like that, they all have real catchy, right? It's got like some kind of a vulgar word in it. It's got a real catchy
guys we fucked. What are you talking
about? Yeah. Come town. Right. And these
Poon
are our
House.
Friends pod. Yeah. Like Poonhound 5,000.
Dick Brigade.
Yeah.
You know, so we were trying to think of like, what's a real, and so we were like, and a lot of the stuff, and good for you guys for going viral, is all very dumb. Our society, we're living, if you haven't seen the movie Idiocracy, and a lot of our viewers, our listeners have not probably seen it.
Because they were not yet born when that watch movie it, was that, made.
Right. It's the dumbest shit that people watch. And we're very smart, so it was hard for us to think down.
Yeah. Lighty uppies. Yeah. Come on. Real smart people over here.
Noted by my stupid pancake head.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we can maybe do a combination of like art, but we want to start making little like promo videos to throw out into the wild and like trick people and catch them with something flashy and salacious.
We're like, look at these words.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, oh, and just like a big pair of floppy titties and then Jammers. And then we'll get people from the internet. That's actually a good idea.
Luckily, we've got me, so we got the floppy titties.
Yeah, we don't have to
hire out. We don't have to put
titties on the porn sites and then just Jammers.
Yeah. So we came up with this alter ego group. And
I don't want someone to steal it before we put the thing out.
Yeah, well, we're going to put it out first. No. We're going to get the videos up before this podcast comes out. We're going to at least do one, and we're going
to
do it.
Oh, you've committed me to a video series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, this is better for you to do than going plotting serial murders around the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're literally saving you jail time. You're welcome.
Probably saving
idle
your life.
Hands, baby. Idle hands.
I mean, that's why I'm here.
We're going to do, so this is the group, and this is, you talked about being a hard laugh. This is something that I said to you as a jokey joke a while back, and now we're doing it for real because I'm like, how can this fail if Steven laughs so hard at it?
Life imitates art.
Right.
And also imitates it.
Right. And it does imitate it. Boy, whew. Imitate it. I barely know it. Thank you.
And good night.
Where's Sebastian? We need to insert a meow.
Preston has been here this entire time and he just turned to say goodbye to me and looked very unamused.
Hi, Preston.
Hey, Preston. Oh, look at Preston.
Yeah, so handsome. I can never get a boyfriend because I talked, even just talking to Preston, I talked to him like I talked to my cat. I'm like, he's so handsome.
who's got a handsome face?
Who's got a handsome face? Handsome pants. What a little pantsable.
He really did. He's been this entire podcast.
I'm sure he's so mad.
Because this is the other fun thing that I think like, when you're listening, you're hearing all three of us.
And it sounds like we're in a fun clubhouse.
But on my end here in Los Angeles, I've got headphones in. So if you're in my apartment, you are just hearing me sound like a fucking crazy person because I am responding to conversation that no one else can hear. So he's just been hearing all my bullshit come out of my mouth. And he went to leave and was standing to say bye to me, looking at me like, babe, you sure about all this?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I feel like you've invested a lot of time in this thing. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's like,
it's fine. We had Grinch sex last night. We're doing great. Everything's good.
You got what
We're
sex?
Very happy. We had Grinch sex.
What the fuck
Grinch
is
sex?
It's the
Grinch
fucking
sex.
Holidays season. What are you talking about?
Did you make him wear, did you color him with the Kermit coloring and make him put on a Grinch nose?
Again?
Are you just fucking Kermit Frog?
Wait, by the way, just realized I do have extra felt and extra green makeup. We could turn that Halloween thing into a Christmas thing, and I'm super in. We just we fucked while Jim Carrey's The Grinch That Stole Christmas was on in the background. What's weird about that?
Oh, at first I thought it was maybe the cartoon one,
and then we naked. We then naked decorated our entire house.
Yeah,
that's a
you
good
were
time.
You were wait, you guys were naked and you decorated your whole house?
Yeah, I mean not the whole house. Like we already had some stuff up. Like we didn't go to Home Depot naked, buy a tree and bring it back. Like we already had the tree.
This isn't a nudist
colony. That would have been, hey, videotape that, huh?
Maybe we would have got a discount or they would have charged us much more.
Yeah, they would have charged you double.
Do you spend a lot of time naked? Just like, hey, decorating naked, or is this a special occasion? Special occasion nudity. I mean,
it was like, hey, we just fucked while watching The Grinch. Let's keep this Christmas party going. And finish putting up all my grandma's fake trees.
Man, you guys really know how to party.
And why else are you getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to CrossFit if you're not going to walk around and decorate your house with your body hanging out?
Thank you. I'm not doing this for me.
All right, it's not for health.
No, this is for my neighbors. We have very thin curtains.
Give them something. Okay. So, and that's, we need to start spitballing ideas. Cause I feel like, you know, I don't want people to think, you know, that we're like phoning it in.
Yeah.
Cause we really did draw.
No.
After how many episodes we're going to start lying to the listeners?
Nothing has been a lie.
Before the next one, I'm going to shower. I will not commit to that.
I cannot commit to that. I'm sorry. I cannot commit.
Well, I'll be mad if you show up showered.
As you should be. Why? If it ain't broke, you know, that's what I was.
I know. So here's what we're going to do.
What's
our alter ego, Pussy Fart Gang.
The Pussy PFG. Fart Gang.
It's so funny.
The PFG.
Because we're like, what are some buzzwords? Everybody loves pussies.
Right. True.
We come out of them.
Go back into them.
Is that like Earth? Like...
Yeah, isn't that what happens when you die?
Ashes to pussies.
Yeah, ashes to pussies.
Ash to puss.
Farts. Who doesn't love a fart?
That's one of the funniest things in the world.
I mean, undeniably funny.
Everybody loves a fart.
Look at a 3-month-old baby. Look at a 333-year-old man.
Right. Oh, I'm looking at him right now.
Farts across the board. Love them.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Farts are universally funny.
And beloved.
Pussies. Farts. Everybody wants to be in a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. That's what a podcast is. It's a gang for nerds.
It's the worst fucking gang. This is the nerdiest gang.
Here's what we're going to do. So I think that this is kind of an interesting, so I know this is like supposed to be a jam session. This is a challenge. And listeners, I don't know if you're trying to make something go viral, but here's the thing. We've been looking at everything that's good. People, things that go viral are, it's just the dumbest.
Yeah.
It's either got a pussy or a fart in it.
Right. It's dumb. And it's just like, it's salacious sounding and people go, that sounds edgy and I'm gross. And I want to get it.
Need that edgy name.
I want to be in it.
It's gross and edgy, and I want to say
jammers, nondescript, not you know.
But that is the name of our
we've
future Airbnb.
Right?
Why do you say we committed like it's a fucking mistake?
Because it's a podcast, and in podcast world, you can change up anytime. We could call the podcast the Pussy Fart Gang.
No, thank you. This is Jammers, the Selfish Help Podcast.
No,
so the Pussy Fart Gang is an offshoot of Jammers.
So now the Pussy Fart Gang, now the people that are listening now.
Is it an alter ego? Is it like Andrew Dice Clay? Is it like
kind of like a Tony Clifton thing? Now I got an inspiration from watching the documentary. It's about Jim Carrey when he did the filming of
Man on the Moon,
of Andy Kaufman story. So watching that, I was really helpful for me to get at him. And I watched that while I was doing the drawing, and it got me into this like headspace where I was like, okay, get your work done, have fun, and take it seriously. Because that's the thing with comedy, with anything, you go like, what the fuck is the point? This is dumb. But I was like, no, we're doing this as a challenge for the podcast. If you're trying to think of like a funny idea for a sketch, it's like, okay, and it seems dumb, but do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but then also like have fun with it, like take it seriously and work hard at it, but then also like fucking who cares, have fun. So this is like our podcast, Tony Clifton. And the people listening now, you guys know you're on the inside. So you know the secret. We're really the Pussy Fart Gang.
Right.
And now that we're artists, we can make these cool, these crazy videos and do this stuff where we can do a mashup of like our like drawings and cutouts. And like, I will give you, and poor Steven, we're just giving him work.
I was going to say, you are looking at Steven like, sorry.
I'll give you money.
Sorry.
I'll draw you. How about this? My present to you is I'll sketch you on this couch.
Oh,
since thanks. I'm such a good artist.
With your tits out.
But where I want to do.
With my tits out?
Yeah, your tits.
I knew
Wendy
it.
Wendy always, whenever Wendy draws, she pulls her tits out because it makes her feel more grounded.
Right. That's actually
how
I paint.
Your tits will also be out.
I have freakishly pointy nipples. And so I just dip my nipples.
She uses them to sharpen her pencils.
Right.
Like you know how you like sharpen a knife on like a long metal thing?
Right.
That's how you sharpen your pencils. You just like. Yeah. Scrape them against your dry, long nipples.
Yeah. It's really nice. And, you know, people say that long nipples are bad, but also, again, we've discussed this. I don't have a closet. So this is handy in the wintertime. I can hang coats there.
It's very easy to latch on them as well.
I've never met a nipple that I had any complaints about.
Well, get ready.
Wait till you
get a load of these.
Full of splinters.
Yeah.
Pussy fart gang.
That's the sound effect.
Is that the gang call?
I thought I was going to be like.
Oh, that's a good one, too. You can tell which one of us has a fatter pussy.
Yeah. Wait, my do yours again. Wait. Do yours.
Here's one. Here's one. How can this fail?
Do it.
How can this fail?
It is making me laugh.
I know. Life. How can this
do it?
Fail?
Snaps all around.
Oh, God damn it. Now we have to find a new producer.
Well, I just want to elevate it.
Listen to.
Jesus Christ.
The queefs are the funniest thing in the world.
They don't really get enough credit for how funny they are.
No, and they're magical. I queefed the other day and I could not stop laughing. Sebastian did not think it was funny, and I was like, get in here.
women don't share
Fire
that joy.
Dinner.
I'm not sure women share that joy with men enough. Most of the women I've dated have been very like coy and embarrassed.
Well, because women are like ashamed of their, it's like an ashamed. Like, okay, here, I'm going to, you know, okay, Wendy, just us girls here. Steven, get out. You know, sometimes when you like regular fart, not pussy fart gang fart. Yeah. Like just regular fart, but like it's trapped and it travels up the front.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Women. See, look how horrified Steven looks.
That's the scariest thing.
One of the dopest conversations I ever witnessed was my good friend, Lindsay, who is now a mother and a wife and still one of the dopest bitches I know. This was years ago at a party and she was shit faced drunk talking about how much she loves when she farts and it goes up her pussy and makes her pussy lips go. And she did like a weird thing with her hands.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like when you like go to like laugh and you stop it and then it shoots out your nose. Like it's that same. Yeah.
No,
connected.
Think about if sometimes you fart and like you're sitting down or something and it, you know, it doesn't go out the back. It goes up the front.
Right.
I'm sure sometimes you fart and it goes up your balls.
No, when you hold in a fart, it eventually just kind of like
No, it's not holding it in.
No, not hold it in.
So like you're sitting here and you fart, and then the air.
So it travels past your pussy and gives you like a tingle or like
you go like woof.
A tingle even, I would say. Just like it's like air.
Yeah, it's like a bubble of air that just travels. It's like a gutter ball.
I want listeners to write in, lady listeners, write in because this is a fucking thing.
This is honestly news flash.
It's like a gutter. Also, it's like a gutter ball fart.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we call it. Gutter fart.
A gutter fart.
Yeah. Gutter fart.
Gutter fart.
Gutter pussy fart.
Yeah.
Pussy gutter. Pussy gutter. Pussy gutter. There it is.
Pussy
took a
gutter
second,
gang.
Got there.
Yeah, the pussy gutter pussy gang. Gutter gang.
Oh, that's even better.
Guys, I'm gonna require switchblades.
Yeah. Dude, the pussy gutter gang. That's
switchblades,
like
but like the cool ones that are like actually combs.
Yeah.
No, I want like
the pussy.
No, I want blades. I don't want combs.
Oh, that's good because then we can cut our farts out of our pussies.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to put a hard.
When they're trapped in there.
Pussy gutter gang sounds like we're
tough
these crazy like MRA people running around just like cutting off women's clits and physically like gutting pussies like you would gut a fish.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like we're a gang in the Warriors.
Yeah, it seems a little aggressive.
But pussy fart gang.
But also
totally
awesome.
On the up and up.
I don't know. I think you got to be aggressive. You know, this is the thing. You think about, I was thinking, you know, Tony Clifton or whatever. Where have those women been that are like the fake fucking this is it, you know, whatever. Just take it all the way over the top.
Yeah.
The time is due. Pussy I fart know. Gang.
The time
That's what
is
we're doing.
Yeah.
The time. Well, thanks for doing that. Says you're doing it in a weird Hitler voice and a weird German voice.
Oh, no.
Well, now who's the Nazi?
I was doing a wizard.
I thought you said the time is nigh, and I'm like, God,
like, the time is nigh. I wasn't. Was that Hitler? Does that
sounds
Hitler?
German? That sounds like we're now.
That's just my like Gandalf voice.
Oh, that sounded very
hold
like
our Gandalf, Adolf,
Andolf, Andolf.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't you put that in my brain.
Oh, Megan's the one that started all this no Nazis as friends. Thou dost protest too much.
Shit, I bet. Well,
the time is nigh. We must start gutting these pussies. Gut the pussies and capture the gutter farts.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite thing we've talked about.
Yeah,
the fact I'm a secret Hitler who is hellbent on gutter pussy and pussy farts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're pretty much the next level bad guy from Wonder Woman.
You guys, here's what we got to do. I want to do some kind of a fucking underground thing, and we can throw it together real. I mean, you know, that's the thing is being like going like full artist made you go like nothing's real. Everything's nothing, but everything's important and meaningful. So you did this whole thing and I got written that's we got to create this alter ego thing. And we're going to make video and they don't even have to be good. The more fucking shitty looking they are, I'll make one on my
thing. I want it to be like in old timey, like, you know, when somebody makes like a, like, oh, this was a silent film, but it's not really a silent, and it's, you know, it looks all shitty and there's like a card and stuff.
Yes.
It looks all weird. I want like a silent film era Little Rascals, but me and Wendy is the pussy fart gang. That's what I want. I want very boring. I want nothing. I want it to be like the pussy fart gang. And then like me and Wendy just like eating a sandwich.
Now, why do you want that specifically?
Because it means nothing. I want to just see how many people actually fucking click on something solely because it says the pussy fart gang.
Yep. I want to run a social experiment. And especially because here's the thing.
I don't mean to be a buzzkill, but your social experiment is Andre the Giant has a posse. Like it is the Obey, what became the Obey campaign.
That's, what is that?
Shepherd Fairey and the Obey campaign, you know. Oh, no, Megan left. God damn it. See, this is why.
No.
This is why all my drawings look like I'm ready to murder everyone.
No, it's going to be great. Because here's the thing. What is this Andre the Giant? What's the Obey thing?
So Obey, the company Obey, started as Shepherd Fairey when he was doing street art. And he came up with these stickers and it was a photocopied picture of Andre the Giant. And they said Andre the Giant has a posse. And he took out ads in punk magazines. I'm probably butchering this. He took out ads in punk magazines and people bought them. And he proved that you could start a cultural movement that is based in nothing. It's just a catchy, cool looking thing.
That's what it was. It was, I remember back when I don't want to say high school because that was so long ago, but there was in like South Orange County, there was the Obey. It was Andre the Giant's face.
Yeah.
On like,
and that,
you know,
became a brand.
Electrical boxes. Yeah. And became a brand. And then he fucking made Obama's thing.
But it's proof that you can build a brand out of nothing just by labeling in cool creative ways.
Yeah, so why can't we do it?
We should have a graphic design episode.
We
want to do this pussy fart thing.
Well, I know,
Jesus,
but let's
Steven.
Get
we'll do,
other professionals.
Yeah, we'll do it. Now, I'm going to start.
We can,
now.
Because Pussy Fart Gang is very catchy.
Right.
But how do you brand it? What is it? You know, because
nothing.
Guys We Fucked and fucking Cumtown and all these edgy fucking podcasts.
They're not edgy. They just have an edgy name. Like, it's.
Yes.
That's the point.
And we're the opposite because ours is like Jammers, Self-Help Podcast. Jammers. And we're like, we're cutting farts out of pussies and talking about murdering people.
It is.
That's why I
want to
make a thing called the Pussy Fart Gang, and it's just me and Wendy, like, eating a ham sandwich.
I
want to
do a misdirect because here's the thing, and we got to be on. And you know, you see, when you can edit this out, but I'm going to be real.
No.
So part of the thing with Because the pod, and it's great, but then there is pressure from like outside people with all this stuff, and it's good. But when you're working in entertainment, you've got people that go like, "Hey,
results.
We think you're great. What ideas do you have?" Mm. And then the problem I'm having, and it's not really a problem that I'm having. It's a problem people are having with me, is that they go, "Well, you're great," and then I do stuff, and they'll be like, "We don't like it," or the notes is like, "Ah, it's a little too much. It's a bit much," or like, "It's not." And so it's like, okay, well then. So I'm actually not having the problem. It's people are like, "Oh, that is not what we thought it was going to be." But then people want, if you have a following, if you have a whatever,
right.
And like, they're like, "What's something?" It's like, but I don't care about the current hashtags. I don't care about that. But that's what people want you to do. And so I want to do like a hard fucking left swing and just, that's, I want to run an experiment. We're going to make little pussy fart gang things.
Okay.
And it's the name.
Wait, sorry. I really like the addition of little and Lil.
Yeah. Lil.
We're the Lil Pussy Fart Gang.
Is
just L I L apostrophe.
Yep.
Lil Pussy Fart Gang.
No, I think it's so stupid and the funniest thing I've ever heard.
What does the
branding look like?
We're going to figure it out.
What does it feel like? What are the color schemes like?
Oh my God, I want to throw up on everything right now.
That's something.
This is a real branding conversation. This is actually kind of what I do. I'm much better at this than drawing.
I know.
I know. Well, I know you are.
Now, here's the thing. This is where.
I hate you for it.
Look, we can't talk about this.
No, I don't hate you for it. I hate you for automatically going, "I'm terrible at drawing. I'm not going to try." That's what I hate you for.
I tried. There are four.
You literally can't even say it convincingly.
It's fine. We're going to take all that energy that you saved on not drawing pictures of your face and we're pussy fart gagging this up. We're gutting.
We're PFG in it.
Yeah. I think it's great. And what'll be a fun, this will be like a fun experiment.
Yeah.
And just put it out and they'll be short.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about all the branding.
I want black and white. I want silent film era film stock looking thing.
Any Jamalams that we get this week, we will put towards pussy fart gang merchandise.
Yes.
There we go. It's in.
And it'll all be a picture of a fart going up the front.
We got to figure out that. We got to finesse that. A fart going up the front.
Like make like two clouds.
How do you draw a fart going up the front?
Two smiley clouds.
I'm really good at drawing. I'll do it now. I'll do it.
Like a gust of air going up two beautiful puffy clouds.
That was actually the sixth self-portrait that I drew is of a fart going up my pussy.
Wendy, do you want to show all of your portraits?
No, I don't want to. It's boring to talk about on the air.
But your portraits are really good. I feel like you.
That's why it's boring because they're so good.
Yeah, I'll put them on Instagram. You can look at them on Instagram. Oh, no, they're great. I did a great job.
We should do a full blog post of all the... A recap of all the art.
Yeah, I did a great job. I killed it. And that's why I'm like, you know what? Listen.
I'm moving on. You're moving on.
Here's what you got to do. In life, when things happen and, you know, just shit happens. You're going somewhere and then some, like, whatever job you have, you think you're getting a promotion, you think you're getting this, you think you're getting something, and then you don't get it. And this is a conversation that we had off air before we got here. And this is kind of a serious self-help thing. You think you're like, "Oh, I'm going to get this and this." And then something falls through and you go, "Oh my God, I really thought I had that in the bag." You have two options. You can beat yourself up and be like, "Well, I'm a piece of shit. I guess I'm terrible at everything," and good shame spiral. Or you go like, "Okay, so that didn't work out the way I thought it was going to be. All right. So now," and then assess the situation and then be like, "So then I'll put my energy somewhere else."
And start a pussy fart gang.
Yes. And start a pussy fart gang. I hope somebody quits their job at a bank and just runs around.
Are you also envisioning motorcycle patches that say pussy fart gang?
Yeah, and people just running.
Pussy fart gang chapter 23. We could across the country. Let's do this.
Yeah. So this is our new thing. We're going to start working on it. Any Jamalam money we get, we'll go towards pussy fart gang thing. The podcast is still going to say Jammers and we're going to start this movement. And if anyone copies us, fuck you. You can't steal our idea because we already said it on the podcast. This is a timestamp.
Yeah. It's legal. It's the law.
If anyone else came up with Pussy Fart Gang independently,
no
please
one else
join
can pull
us.
This off but you.
Please join us.
No,
I welcome
one.
You with open arms. I am. If you thought of those three words in this same context, get on board. The more the merrier. It
you
is the holiday
get a website.
Season. That's
you
what I
get
say.
The website
I just want to say Mary. I'm just trying to say Mary because it's Christmas.
Yeah, let's do it right now. We're going to... Mary Fart Gang?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You did a little pussy fart out of your mouth.
I'm always doing pussy farts out of my mouth. It's what I call talking.
See, you know, I mean, and that's the thing is, yeah, something doesn't, I, what I picture is someone listening to this and like, they don't get a promotion at their job at a bank and they're like, yeah, you know what? And they just run around and they get motorcycles and they get a couple of friends and they just run around queefing all over their town.
On board.
You're not going to make me head teller?